This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And good afternoon yet again, if you are just joining us on the show. I do have with me in studio Professor Marcel Ohang Adeyomo, who is a retired professor in the Faculty of Engineering. We are at the age of advanced technological development, which has ushered in some experts call in the Internet of Things, the IoT revolution, and there are several concerns about the risks associated with the growth of the IoT technologies and products, particularly in the areas of privacy and security. And to talk further more on this, we are now joined, as I just mentioned, the retired professor in the Faculty of Engineering right here at MUT, Professor Marcel Ohang Adeyomo. I hope I'm pronouncing your name.
Ohanga.
Ohanga.
Yes.
Adeyomo.
Odhiambo.
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 Okay,
don't worry about it.
Okay, how do you, okay, I know this is not part of the questions, but what does it mean?
Hmm?
What does it mean? Like, what does
Ohang is a surname like given to any your father's name?
Yes.
Odhiambo, okay, in my culture, when a child is born, you are given your name.
Yes.
In addition to your surname from the father. So Hanga is my father's name.
Yes.
Well, Odhiambo is the name I was given.
Wow.
And Ohanga was actually, in then days, used to name after our late, my grandfather.
Yes.
But if you are a good person, if you are a bad person, you know, nobody named their child after you.
So we know that you were a good person.
My grandfather, not me. My grandfather.
Your grandfather. Okay.
Not me.
So we know that you recently published a book that you edited with the Western Machinta of Vaal University of Technology, and the book is titled Achieving Full Realization and Magnetating the Challenges of the Internet of Things. Could you briefly just give us an introduction of what your book actually entails?
Okay, I'm going to give you a kind of a brief preface of the book. Basically, the Internet of the Things have been around, but there are a lot of issues being associated with Internet of Things. So if I may just briefly read what I've written here. Then Internet of Things describes physical objects or groups of such objects that are embedded with the sensors, processing ability, software, and other technologies that connect and exchange data with other devices and systems over the Internet or other communication networks. The field has evolved due to the convergence of multiple technologies, including ubiquitous computing, commodity sensors, increasingly powerful embedded systems, and machine learning. Traditional fields of embedded systems, sensor networks, control system, automation, including home and building automation, independently and collectively enable the Internet of Things in the consumer market. IoT technology is most synonymous with products pertaining to the concept of smart home, including devices and appliances such as lighting, fixtures, thermostats, home security system, and cameras, and other home appliances that support one or more ecosystem and can be controlled via devices associated with that ecosystem, such as smartphones, and smart speakers. The IoT can be used, in healthcare systems. There are a number of concerns about the risks in the growth of IoT technology and products, especially in the areas of privacy and security, and consequently, industry and governmental moves to address these concerns have begun, including the development of international and local standards, guidelines, and regulatory frameworks. The IoT is a combination of things interconnected to the Internet, autonomously collecting and exchanging data. The IoT devices make use of distributed artificial intelligence, in bracket AI, and the Internet technology to tackle inherently distributed problems. The security, storage, and use of collected data is a major concern to IoT users, because the information collected could be personal, financial, health data, etc. Let me go to the book now. The object of this book is to present a survey of mitigating factors to the full realization of the internet. That is, what is the impediment of to full realization of the IoT? The main focus is in highlighting the mitigating factors. The contributing authors highlighted some of the factors such as security, accessibility, fault tolerance, authentication, but not necessarily all the mitigating factors to the full realization of the Internet of Things are included in this book. This conceptual book, which is unique in the field of IoT, will assist researchers and professionals working in the area of IT to better access IoT and come up with mechanisms to make the full realization of IoT a reality. The book chapters covers mitigating factors to the full realization of the Internet of Things. This area of research is covered by very few researchers. Most researchers concentrate purely on IoT applications. The contributing factors contribute 11 book chapters, which are included in this book. The book chapters are addressing the lack of full realization of IoT as covered in the book chapters, a subject which very few researchers or researchers have delved in.
Wow. I saw you co-authored a chapter on the challenges brought by the Internet of Things. Can you tell us a bit about those challenges?
The challenges, they are the same thing we mentioned, is security, remember. IoT devices, what do they depend on? They depend on collecting data, my data and your data.
Yes.
So what are they doing with that data?
Misusing it.
We don't know. Yeah.
In often cases, when people collect data, well, in cases where you have people that are scammers, they use that data to misuse it, to get, like if someone will ask for your banking details and things like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So those are some of the things. The other thing is the factors. I believe, as you know, that, okay, I think South Africa, like all most African countries, we don't have full internet access countrywide.
Yeah.
So what happens in those areas?
Yeah.
So you may have IoT, probably, let's say, in Durban. How about the rural Durban?
True.
Infrastructure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are some of the mitigation strategies against these challenges?
The mitigation? Yeah. No, the thing is, we are just raising these things so that when IoT is being implemented, the implementers should address this. Look, for example, we talk about self-drive cars. How do self-drive cars work? Because on the road, there must be sensors.
Yes.
All right? What if the sensors doesn't work?
Then we have a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what can we do in South Africa in terms of these challenges and mitigation strategies? What can we implement to readdress this issue?
I think this is not only a problem for South Africa, but it's actually an international problem, because that's why probably we do not have as many as self-driven cars around the world, because most countries don't have the infrastructure. It's an expensive infrastructure to put in place.
We don't have the resources.
Yeah, the resources.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got more addressing things like hunger and diseases that we deal
with. Yeah, so technology is the last thing on our minds.
Yes, exactly.
If I want to buy the book, Professor, where can I get a copy of it?
I shared a link of the book with your colleague, and it is very pricey. It's slightly under $300,
yes,
hard copy, and each chapter download is about $38.
In oh, Okay, so if I'm a student, then I wouldn't.
But you can download what they call sample chapters. It will not be a full chapter, but you can download all the sample chapters of this book. You can download, but not full chapter.
Yes, but it will be like a sample of.
It will be like half a page. Yes. Nearly like half, a quarter to half a page. But if you want a full chapter is $37.5.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Professor Marcel, for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for hosting me.
Yes. Yeah.
This is an NUT Radio podcast.